Oasis Audio presents The Legend of the Monk and the Merchant by Terry Felber. Read for you by Brandon Batchelor. Foreword by Dave Ramsey. Among Christians in North America today, I've noticed a tendency to err in one of two extremes when it comes to the believer's success in business. The first error is that wealth is evil, and if I work hard and, as a result, build some personal wealth, then I'm somehow evil too. It doesn't matter how I built that wealth. It doesn't matter what I choose to do with that wealth. All that matters is that wealth, financial success in business or at home, is morally wrong. The second error is that wealth is somehow an indicator of God's blessing or favor. That is, God wants all his children to be filthy rich, and if you're not wealthy, it's the result of a weak faith. I firmly believe that both of these viewpoints are not only incorrect, but actually toxic to the Christian's view of business. The problem with these perspectives is that neither is biblical. Both of these viewpoints make some assumptions about wealth that aren't found in Scripture at all. In fact, I think they're tied to a pagan belief that material possessions are inherently evil. But I've never read that in the Bible. I've always found Scripture to be more concerned with our heart and actions and beliefs around wealth than the actual possessions themselves. From a biblical standpoint, wealth and business success are amoral, without morals. Things are just tools to be used however we choose. So I can be evil with my wealth, or I can be generous with my wealth. It's not about the money. It's about what I choose to do with it. As a business owner, as a successful business owner,